parking's always been an issue, to be honest with you, because when we get to the summer months, there's never enough parking. So we see regularly from about 11 o'clock in the morning, cars driving straight through and driving off to other towns because there's nowhere for them to park. That was more of a pre-COVID issue, if I'm totally honest. Post-COVID, whilst it's not quite been that bad because we've not had the volume, it still has been an issue. There is a parking problem within Herne Bay, most definitely.
And now you've heard about the planned increase in charges, how does that make you feel?
To be honest, I feel it's like a nail in our coffin. That might sound a bit dramatic, but parking in Herne Bay is already expensive. Any increase in that, with obviously the economic factors to take into consideration, the cost of living crisis, the fact that a day out costs so much more because you have to buy, because the cost of goods has gone up, plus additional parking. I just can't see people coming to Herne Bay, especially not as they were. It's definitely going to have an impact, and I think it's going to have quite a big impact on the town as a whole.
And tell me a bit about your business, because you rely hugely, don't you, on the tourism trade?
Yeah, of course. So our busiest periods are at weekends, and that's when there's an influx of tourists. And obviously, things nowadays need to be affordable. And the increase in parking costs, I think, are going to be just that, the final bit that makes it too. I mean, the reality of it is that a day at the seaside is always supposed to be a cheap day out. And it's something that appeals during the financial crisis. People can come along, have a picnic, you know, it shouldn't cost too much. But obviously, when you're talking about, I was told yesterday, an 80% increase in parking charges, I think at the moment it's about £2.40 an hour, so that would take it closer to the £4 an hour mark. I believe that that's now unaffordable. And so I think that people will either not be coming, or they'll simply be going elsewhere.
And I guess it's been hard for you as well to try and keep prices as low as you can, because all of your stock, presumably, the price has gone up as well.
It's very difficult. The cost of everything has gone up, from utilities, which obviously you hear about on the TV, through to every item that we sell has had a price increase. And also, obviously, the staff need more money to live, so the wages have gone up. And also the parking charges affect the staff, because if it's going to cost them £4 an hour to come to work, to park their vehicle, then how much do they need to be paid to make it even worth it? You know, so it's going to put pressure on us. It's going to make it harder for us to find staff, and it's not going to make it for the staff viable to work in Herne Bay. So I guess they'll be looking for jobs elsewhere. Finding a job now is not the easiest thing. So it just puts pressure on the families on the day out, the staff that are working, and the businesses as well. It puts pressure on everything, and I think it's too much. I don't think that Herne Bay will be able to justify it or substantiate it, and as a result, I think we will lose employees, we will lose customers. I think it's going to have a terrible effect on the town as a whole, if I'm totally honest.